I know, as Jim said, it wasn't planned for you to get a double dose of cold today, but one of the benefits of that is that you end up with probably a third of the cold Sanabria family joining us for service today, and so that's a good thing. When I began thinking about doing communion this weekend, I went to the Bible for some scriptures on thanks and thanksgiving, and there were about 100 or so scriptures that reference thanks. There were about 30 others that reference thanksgiving in those words. It didn't seem like a lot in comparison to how many scriptures there are in the Bible, but I was curious as to what people were expressing thanks for. And so there's no need for you to turn to these scriptures that I'm going to read, but just kind of listen. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks for all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. 1 Chronicles 29:13. Now our God, we give thanks and praise for your glorious name. Colossians 1:3. We always thank God the Father for Jesus Christ when we pray for you. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Psalm 69:30. I will praise God's name in song, glorify him with thanksgiving. 2 Timothy 1:3. Thank God, who I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as day and night I constantly remember you in my prayers. It just seems to be a common theme in all of those, and the scriptures that I will read when I conclude. But one of the things that came to my mind is that, did you ever think back when you were younger and that you took a lot for granted, right? I think especially when we're young, we take a lot for granted. That was kind of until I heard Seth Yim do his message yesterday. And there's kind of one 12-year-old that I think has got it. But I think when we're young, and not in a funny way, but we're somewhat clueless, right? As we get older, we take less and less for granted. And a lot of that is based on our experiences, our relationships with people, engagement with older family members, things that they tell us and say, mentors, friends, et cetera. Some of those people come in our lives briefly. Some of them stay for a lifetime as family. They're a part of our lives forever, if you think about it that way. All of us are influenced in different ways by all of those people. I think back on my encounters with my grandmother, my dad, male and female family members, aunts, uncles that were very close to me. And, you know, I think I realized that I took a lot of what they said for granted, though I soaked it all up. And as I became an adult, began to weave a lot of what was said and told to me or reflected on it and pass it on to others. And, you know, it influenced what I do, what I say, how I live, and how I influence my my own children. I'm personally overwhelmed and grateful to be able to share today on the same day that my son is sharing. But, you know, I'm grateful for family. Christy and I are blessed to be able to be parents to five. Ron and his wife Melissa, our grands, Jaden, Gianna. I knew you'd put your hand up. who recently moved here to Atlanta and are here today and close. Justin and Talia with Julian, the newest addition to the Cole family, born 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago. And then Melina, Corey, and Max, who I think most of you know here in Northview. My mom, who recently turned 91. And she's grateful daily for family. You know, her two sons, of which I'm one of them. seven grands, and three great-grands. And she feels blessed that she's here and she's close to all, almost all. And she expresses that gratefulness each time I see her, no matter when. And I know that she does it daily. This time of the year, I mean, we talk about thanks and we're grateful and we're giving to others. There's other words of appreciation and sacrifice that are shared for a lot of reasons. We have just passed Veterans Day, where the sacrifice of many veterans are talked about, and servicemen that are making that sacrifice today that allows us to live the way we do. Election Day, where all of us who were registered voted, I hope. But I'm mindful and thankful of the sacrifice that the Civil Rights Movement made to allow someone like myself to be able to vote. You know, I think I took that for granted being in New York and being in the North, where that was never something that was discussed or even thought about. The special contribution Sunday that we just went through, where we're all thankful and we're able to give and sacrifice so that others can afford more than what we have, and so that there are people that can share the gospel in countries and communities where we can't. And then, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas are coming up, and we'll gather as family, and we'll be sharing and giving to each other. And so I'm all grateful for that. But all these things, I think, at times I've taken for granted, and I don't know if you do as well. I mean, I don't think that we think about it daily. I appreciated Jim last week kind of sharing a little bit about his trip to Israel. And, you know, what impacted me was his description and the pictures of those stone steps that Jesus walked to the Garden of Gethsemane. And those same steps that he walked on his way after he was taken. And then being lowered into that dungeon where he was kept prior to going to the cross. I think the actual pictures kind of hit me differently than drawings or somebody describing it, or I think being there and actually seeing a picture for me. I wondered whether I've taken for granted what Jesus physically went through for me, for you, for us. Do I think about it daily, or do I think about it just on Sunday when we take communion, which we're all about to do in a few? So just listen as I close to these scriptures. 1 Corinthians 1:4, I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 10:16, is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks and participation in the blood of Christ? And is it not the bread that we break, a participation in the body of Christ? 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, for he gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 26:26-27. While they were eating, Jesus took the bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you." 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Ephesians 1:16. I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Ephesians 5:20. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:3. I thank my God every time I remember you. As we take the bread and break it and eat, and we take the cup and we drink, let us be encouraged to think about the sacrifice made for us, but be encouraged to think about it daily. Let us not take the sacrifice for granted and remember all that was done for us. Let us pray. Father God,